It's going to be massive. It's going to be 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. England up against the Wallabies, which is Eddie Jones, undefeated currently as the England coach, up against the Wallabies and his old Ranwick teammate in Michael Checker. We've also got the Waratahs, and we're in Mudgee, and it's going to be happening with the Waratahs next February. They're going to be playing up here, up against the Brumbies in a big trial game. I'm glad to say that the coach of the Waratahs joins us on the line in Darryl Gibson. G'day, Darryl.
Good morning, boys.
We're just doing a little bit of a reconnaissance for you, mate, up here in Mudgee, because you're going to be heading up here.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, we've got a trial game coming up on the 4th of February, one that we're really looking forward to. We've had a really good recce ourselves of Mudgee and really impressed with the new facility at Glenwillow and really excited about getting back into the country.
Absolutely, mate. It's always great for the country when you come out, and certainly a country town that prospers like this one.
But love their rugby here.
How's everything going with the squad at this stage, Darryl?
Well, obviously, we've got a fair few involved in the game in the weekend, the England-Australian game. So I think at the moment we've got 13 players away. So, you know, it's over.
Yeah.
Sort of half of our squad. So we're really running all our next generation at the moment, you know, 2 weeks into pre-season. And they're working nice and hard. So, you know, they'll probably all try and feature in that game in Mudgee.
I imagine most of those 13 players will arrive back exhausted after a pretty decent break. Darryl, there's a big headline story this morning in the Australian newspaper, rugby to get its own state of origin. I don't know whether you got your head around this yet, but it is a potential state of origin game, obviously between New South Wales and Queensland. But it'd be during that international break, so the Wallaby Stars wouldn't be available. Do you think it's got some legs, or you've got enough rugby on your plate already?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, the problem we have to solve in Australia is getting enough rugby. I mean, that's what the administrators are talking about in that period where Super Rugby takes a break and the international games take over, is finding something really relevant that people will want to watch. And I think, you know, trying to come up with a concept and something is ideas at the moment, and ones that we've got to keep an open mind to. And certainly at the moment, you know, with all the teams that have been bandied about, you know, I'd be definitely one who would look at it.
The only problem is, I think, from a spectator point of view, you want to see if you're going to have this concept, you've got to have your elite players available, and they probably play enough rugby, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, our elite players will be in that international, you know, will be vying for the Australian team. So, you know, that's the key, isn't it? What will people really be interested in watching? And that's, you know, for brighter people than for me, but I'm sure they'll come up with something.
I'm not too sure about that.
Darryl, you would have been tracking the Wallabies, mate. They went down against Ireland, but it's been pretty good for them over there.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, one thing that Eddie did get right is claim that Australia is probably the most improved team since June, you know, out of that series and then into the All Black series. You can definitely see improvements in the team. You know, they left it really late, probably too late against Ireland. But you could see in their play that they really have developed into a deadly team. I think they came up against a really well-drilled Ireland, you know, very, very well coached. And I think this week, it's a huge challenge, but one that will be hugely motivated. And, you know, I, for one, really want them to win.
Well, no Will Gagne, because he's not being released by his club team. So Nick Phipps, your man, plays there in the halfback position. Kane Douglas comes in for Rory Arnold. Tamani in for Dean Mum. And Navali comes in for Henry Sprite on that wing. So it's a strong team. Will they miss Gagne? How big a blow is that?
Yeah, well, I think Will's probably been one of the form players of the international season. He's been outstanding, you know, particularly coming back from his injuries. And so, yeah, I think they will miss him. I know that Nick has different strengths, but certainly his play around that ruck has been instrumental in a lot of the Australian play this year. And I guess getting Tamani back against England, they need probably the thing that Australia have lacked this year is big, strong, ball-carrying forwards. And I think he's one who can certainly do that.
Good on you, Darryl. Thanks for your time, mate. And that game you're playing down here is the 4th of February, 6 p.m. kickoff, but you'll turn it into a week and be able to do a lot of good things down here. We thank you for your time.
Thanks, boys. Righto.